Chapter 1. Rain. Rain is liquid precipitation that falls in drops from the clouds. The water from oceans, lakes, rivers, and even small puddles evaporates. It goes back into the air as a gas called water vapor. When the air gets cold enough, the vapor turns back into a liquid and forms tiny water droplets. These droplets aren't heavy enough to fall from the sky. They stay up in the air and join together to form a cloud. As more water droplets gather together, they become heavy enough to fall to the ground as rain. Over time, the rain will make its way back to the oceans and other bodies of water. Then the water cycle will begin all over again. Caption: The atmosphere is a wide blanket of air that goes all around Earth. The lower 6 miles, 9.7 kilometers of the atmosphere is called the troposphere. The air in the troposphere is always moving and changing, creating all of the weather around the globe. Feature box: A fatal flood. In 1889, a huge rainfall broke a dam on the Little Conemaugh River in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. This photograph shows the damage caused by this flood. When rain falls, it usually soaks into the ground or flows into rivers and streams. But too much rain can create a lot of damage. It can make rivers and streams overflow. That can create floods that destroy homes and property. Dams can get so full that they break and wipe out whole cities. Places near the ocean can get coastal floods when it rains very hard. These places are often flat with no hills or mountains. Torrential rain has nowhere to go but out over people's property and into the towns. Floods also occur in places that have had little rain for a long time. The soil is dry and hard. When soil is moist, it can absorb water. But when soil is very hard, it doesn't allow the rain to soak into the ground.